Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's high time. We had a high time together. Together. Yes, it's high time. We had a high time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. And I am so excited to blow your mind with a whole new way to consume cannabis on today's podcast. Our guest has spent his career in biotech in the field of inhalation medicines. Andreas Beckel is the founder of Dispersa Labs and creator of Sula, breathable cannabis, the world's first dry powder inhaler for cannabinoids. A natural problem solver, Andreas has reliably delivered solutions to seemingly impossible technical challenges in big pharma, and he's translated that knowledge into the cannabis space, creating a new category of cannabis for wellness. I've been a beta tester for Sula and have had a hand in bringing this innovative new product to California consumers, and it's certainly one of my favorite things this holiday season. Sula expands the time, places, and ways you can medicate and enjoy cannabis. So settle in, my friend. We are getting into the modern cannabis culture. It's time to get casually baked.
I got the bottle of wine, the high dollar kind. I got the West Coast smoke, but I better just take one.
Andreas, I'm so happy you came and finally joined me in the studio today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yeah, I've been following along the development of this cool, fancy new product that you have out on the market, Sula. So I want you first to tell us a little bit about your background, because this product, it's pretty pharma looking. Yeah. And I want people to know who created it. Yeah. And what your background is. And then I want you to dive in and tell us all about it.
Sure. Happy to. So my background is in developing dry powder inhalers, mainly for biotech and pharma applications. I've been doing this for 20 years. Pretty early on in my career, I recognized the therapeutic value of cannabis. For me, it was for sleep and for just dealing with some everyday stress. But dosing was all over the place. And, you know, sometimes I didn't enjoy that as much. So I thought, you know, a perfect way of delivering cannabinoids systemically would be through the lungs using a dry powder inhaler, which has a fixed dose design. And so about 6 years ago, co-founder of Dispersa Labs and I started on this adventure, and now we've just brought this to market. So really
excited. So with the first time I met y'all, I think it's been over a year ago.
Yeah.
And somebody handed this to me, and I'm just like, I don't know if it was Monica or
By Monica.
Yeah. And I was just like, what is this? Like, this is not cannabis. You know, cannabis to me was something that I could see grow, and then a flower that it was still identifiable as a plant.
Yeah.
When I ground it and smoke it. Mm-hmm. So I was a little hesitant at first, but then my wheel started turning. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that would be great on my trips. Mm-hmm. This would be great to carry in my purse. And so I've become a really big fan and have enjoyed product testing this for you guys over the last year and a half or so.
Well, we're glad you've been enjoying it. Yeah, so I mean, it's really, because it's a very discreet and precise dosage form, it really kind of expands the places, times, and ways that folks can engage cannabis. Places like hospitals, restaurants, in front of your in-laws, wherever. So just because of this very discreet form, there's no nuisance odors from combustion or heating like smoking or vaping. So it really frees people up to use this in all kinds of different settings where cannabis consumption that's fast acting like smoking or vaping isn't tolerated or acceptable.
Yeah, I love it because you do get the instant gratification that you would get from smoking, but it is completely discreet.
Yeah.
I mean, I've used this, you know, everyone like, okay, disclaimer, this is what JoJo does. Everybody else doesn't have to do this, but I love using this on airplanes. When I'm in a restaurant and maybe I need a small dose of medicine. I mean, I was in Italy and in the middle of the day at a lunch and doing it at my table, and nobody even looks because it looks like asthma medicine.
Yeah. And that's where these types of medicines come from. So I helped develop some drugs for cystic fibrosis and other diseases of the lung, infectious diseases in the lung setting. And so it's very repeatable. It's very precise. And it gets people what we consider, you know, an optimal wellness dose. And it varies from person to person. But in our early development, based on trials and human feedback, we found that the 1 milligram dose was going to be kind of a nice functional dose for most people that are looking for a wellness product, just to kind of round the edges a little bit.
Yeah. And I want to talk about that 1 milligram for a minute, because most people who do consume regularly, they're like, 1 milligram, I won't feel that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But
so
you do.
It's because of the efficiency. So with smoking and vaping, about 10% of what you're taking into your body stays in. And that's why you get these big clouds coming out. It's all basically waste stream. And with our product, it's basically a one-way ticket. The particles are engineered so that they bypass the mouth and throat and really deposit in mass in the lungs, which is where you want them for absorption into the bloodstream. And then, you know, it can affect your biology that way, which is what you're looking for. So yeah, that 1 milligram feels more like 5 to 10 milligrams taken by smoking or vaping or something like that.
Yeah. I think if you probably are a total newbie, it might feel like 5 to 10.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, so we're 80% of what we are delivering in a 1 milligram dose gets into the lungs. So it does surprise people the first time they take it, how much, you know, especially moderate to light users, it's got enough of a punch.
Yeah.
At 1 milligram.
And the other thing that I like about it is that I feel really alert. Like, it doesn't affect me in the way that, you know, I love smoking strains. I mean, flower, I'm still going to be a flower girl forever. But, you know, in the working setting or when I need to be on point, I really like the high that that gives me, because I don't feel disoriented or scattered.
Yeah.
Or hungry.
Yeah, people say they actually have quite a bit of clarity and that it's a very clean effect.
Yeah, and things feel brighter. Of course, I'm in a lit studio right now, but, you know. But it does. It really works. But I think for me, you know, some of these initial questions that came up, I want to just go through those with you so we can kind of dispel things.
Yeah.
So, you know, how are dry powder inhalers different than vaping?
Right. So in vaping, you're generating particles and gases through a heating event where you're taking these oils and other chemistries, organic compounds usually, and then they're being heated, and then you're getting this mix of gases and particles into your lungs. And the particles generally are what are deposited that have the cannabinoids in them that you're getting it delivered into your system. With us, we've developed this powder formulation that has cannabinoids. We specify which cannabinoids and how much, and then 4 other ingredients. And those ingredients are all plant-based and vegan-friendly. And they were also selected very carefully from a very short list of ingredients that have already gone through FDA safety studies for specifically the lung. And so that was very important to us because, you know, we believe this as a medicine. The last thing we want to do is start introducing toxins or other things, carcinogens, into people's lungs, especially folks who are already, you know, battling a disease state or two. And those other 4 ingredients, all 5 of our ingredients are actually listed proudly on our packaging. People can do their own research. We also have that listed in our FAQs on our website, breathesula.com.
And I love that it's been done by someone who's spent, 20 years working with these ingredients.
Right.
So you feel very comfortable with that. And so then that's why I felt very comfortable in being one of your guinea pigs. Once I saw the package and I saw the delivery mechanism and, you know, how it all worked, then it really did. It totally looks and feels like medicine.
Yeah.
And when I take it, you know, and I don't have all of those extra side effects, it truly does. It feels like, you know, part of my optimum wellness routine during the middle of my workday. So
sure.
Thank you. Yeah. Way to go. I'm really impressed with it. So what were some of the challenges that y'all were facing? Like, you know, go, cause you've been working on this for how many years?
6 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Five and a half, 6 years.
So what were some of those struggles that you were kind of going through to get to where we are at this final product?
Oh, well, I mean, there was the technical challenges of taking an oily, sticky drug substance, that, you know, cannabis extracts have those properties, and, kind of, wrangling them into a powder. So we encapsulate, those cannabinoids in an unaltered state. We don't do anything to alter the cannabinoids that we get from as extracts. And we basically just trap them within this matrix of those other four functional ingredients that I mentioned earlier. So just figuring that part out. So we can't have oils on the surface and have a dispersible powder. So we really had to make sure we designed this so that they were trapped inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just the business, being in this cannabis space right now, commercial cannabis, I mean, there are all kinds of challenges with, you know, just complying with regulatory requirements, even just getting, you know, our product onto the shelves of dispensaries is quite challenging, just because there's so many products out there, and something brand new, even though it has these very different qualities and attributes compared to anything out there, we really kind of had to have that, because to crash in.
Well, you're introducing a new category.
It's a completely new category, this breathable cannabis category that we're implementing. And, you know, people are excited about it, but people are also super busy in the space, and they're always trying to hustle and keep the existing sales going, because it is, you know, because of the taxation situation, all this stuff, margins are razor thin for a lot of operators. And so a distraction of bringing a new product in that requires some education and things like that is one of the challenges as well. So This is a product, you know, I'm here happy to walk you through it and how it works a little bit too. But, you know, there is definitely an education curve, because most people, unless they've had to use a dry powder for inhaler for asthma or COPD or something like that, or cystic fibrosis, they're not going to be really familiar with this delivery method. And so it's kind of brand new.
Yeah. But I think that's one of the great things about some of these dispensaries, like Soulful, where your product is,
love them,
has launched, is that they're really great about the interactive education.
Yeah.
And this is definitely a product that I think is helpful to have that show and tell.
Yeah.
First of all, I love your product and I want to help you get in other dispensaries.
Yeah.
But I also want to give people a little bit of language around how they might go into their own dispensary and say, hey, there's this new product and I want it.
Yeah.
When you were in the Soulful dispensary, mm-hmm, doing the demos,
right,
what was some of that initial feedback you were getting from these new consumers?
People, because of, you know, unfortunately the vaping, the scare around vaping right now, it's something that has raised people, heightens people awareness about what they're putting in their bodies, which should have been always there.
Certainly.
And so that's the unfortunate part for everyone, mm-hmm, both those who have gotten sick, but also the people in business who are doing this the right way. So, you know, those concerns, it transfers, while, you know, the scare in vaping kind of gives us a little bit of a tailwind, it also presents a little bit of a challenge, because people say, with this heightened awareness and kind of phobia of things going into the lungs and what it might do to them, is a powder, that sounds kind of scary, you know, how did you do that? And so, you know, it does require that education I mentioned, where we can walk them through the ingredients and where they're, you know, where they come from. They're all USP grade, so that's pharmacopoeia grade, mm-hmm, ingredients. But then also that, you know, powders, while it might sound a little scary, you know, it's just a collection of particles, essentially. And I mentioned earlier, when you smoke or vape, you're generating particles. It's just you don't know what they are. In this case, you actually do know what they are.
Yeah.
100%.
Uh-huh.
So there's no guesswork there. Am I, you know, what gases am I putting in my body? What, you know, what noxious substances am I putting in my body? What tars am I taking in my body? It's not even a question with this product. It's just the cannabinoid extracts and these other four ingredients that are, you know, mm-hmm, shown to be safe through FDA studies, as I mentioned.
Yeah. And I think it worked, because I think you sold out. So
that was great. Yeah. We were really happy with that.
Okay. Well, so let's do a little show and tell. You want to?
Yeah. Yeah. The product comes in a capsule, and we're selling a 10 pack right now that comes in this pouch. If I can borrow this.
Yes.
And, that 10 pack, is, we started with 1 milligram THC dose is our launch product. We're developing other, potencies and, other cannabinoid blends as well, combinations, awesome. You know, to tie into the entourage effect, because we've definitely, and we've got some very promising leads there in terms of formulations for things like sleep, anxiety, and all kinds of other indications. So you basically break out a capsule and you torque that's just the mouthpiece cover, remove there.
And this then, is so you don't get like lipstick and lint on it.
Exactly.
You know, because then you're inhaling something you don't know what it is. So use the lid pokes.
Exactly. So the cover piece comes off, and then you just twist the top of the inhaler, the mouthpiece twists off to the side. A capsule is placed into this little piercing pocket. Mm-hmm. And then
a piercing pocket. That sounds like a great name for like a tattoo and piercing could parlor.
Could be. Or a band name, the piercing pocket. So you just push the buttons once and release, and that puts little pinholes at the ends of the capsule, kind of breaches the capsule for you. And then I usually pivot my hands so that I'm not holding the buttons anymore. If you end up holding the buttons depressed while you try to do the inhalation maneuver, you actually just hold the capsule in place and it doesn't do its little lift and spin dance. Mm-hmm. And so now I'll just demonstrate that. You just put the tip of the device in past your teeth and give it a nice little 2-second effort, a 2-second breath hold, and you're done. So here we go. And then, you know, nothing comes out. So, and that's where our 80% efficiency in the lung comes from, is that the particles
are just... I think I saw a little come out my nose.
Engineered.
Here's the thing that I have... that I do, because mm-hmm. I think I do that too much, is I do like 2 smaller ones.
Okay. Sip it. You like to sip it. Yeah.
Okay.
We've heard that from a couple other people. They sip their dose. The key is just that rattle. You want to get it to lift and rattle. So enough horsepower kind of to do that little job. And it makes that little satisfying sound. You know, you're getting your dose properly. And the capsules are always very empty. There's a light coating, a dusting of powder on there, but we know what that very consistent minor loss is, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's less
and
than
5%. And then they're compostable.
Yeah. So these are vegetable-based capsules awesome. That can be composted. You can just put them in your trash, whatever.
Yeah. And I know you probably don't like this, but I leave the capsule in there and then I switch it out when it's time for the next one because I always give it like another little pull, because there is always a little some left.
Okay.
So I have a little pre-snack before my next one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep.
But I like it. And, you know, I do find when I first was using it that I do have that little urge to cough.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course you do that too when you're smoking cannabis of any kind. I cough a lot when I vape.
Yeah.
But it's like just making sure you hold that cough in.
So, you know, we're again delivering cannabinoids. In the case of our launch product, it's a THC dominant extract. And cannabinoids all have this very bitter taste profile, whether it's THC, CBD, THCV, CBG, they mm-hmm. all have this very distinct bitter profile. And that would cause a bit of a burning, coughing, irritation feeling. And cough has been long known to be what you'd call a common like adverse event with dosing of any kind of inhalable cannabis. So mm-hmm. our product isn't really any different there. People do get used to it. Even when you're ready, like the first time you might do it and it comes as a little bit of a surprise, but if you're ready for it the second time, the third time, a lot of people report that that urge to cough diminishes with use. So people should just kind of keep with it, and then it just becomes something you get used to, basically.
Some of the other things when I would give this to people to try for the first time, mm-hmm. the people that didn't listen to me when I was giving them instructions and they're just like, yeah, get it, pill, inhale, blah.
Right.
You know, they did cough and like all of the medicine goes flying out of their mouth.
Right.
So, you know, it's, well, there's a beautiful little purple set of directions inside of the package. I encourage you to read them, look at it. Just really comprehend and follow the instructions and you'll have an amazing experience.
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, we've put a lot of thought and purpose behind this product and, you know, tried to make this give enough education so that people can be as successful as possible when they first try this. And, you know, we really think that this can be a part of any cannabis consumer's, medicine chest, essentially. Mm-hmm. It could be a situational use for someone who's a flower girl like yourself, you know, where they use it in a spot setting where, you know, they can't smoke a joint or, you know, pack a bowl or something like that, or hit a vape. Or it's for some folks, you know, this is their primary. This is how they medicate because mm-hmm. of other reasons. It's just, you know, it's ultimately it's going to come down to some preference, some personal preference.
Yeah.
And people's, you know, how they want to use this medicine is very personal to most people. And this is just another new option.
But I think it's also a great option for caregivers.
Sure.
So, you know, people that, you know, you'll have a CBD version coming out soon. Yeah. And so parents that have children with seizure disorders or people that have movement disorders, this is an easier way to medicate quickly.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine my medicine always being having to squeeze a dab of Rick Simpson oil on my gums.
Right. And then wait for the effect also.
Yeah, you know, and I know it happens pretty fast, but this to me is just like a great way, and you can use it with your dosage tracker and it just becomes a really great option to know exactly how much and when and all of the things. It really is just like taking Western meds, really.
Yeah. It is. You know, one of the other things that's really interesting, we launched a THC product first because THC is the molecule the compound that has, you know, we think the most therapeutic value. It unlocks the use, you know, some of the other cannabinoids as well. Even if they're dominant in the formulation, THC seems to do something to just kind of unlock some of their potential. But the THC itself is a biphasic compound. And what that means is that, you know, in a controlled dose that's appropriate for that patient, it gives them the therapeutic relief from anxiety or something like that, or from stress. But that same exact thing, THC, in a higher dose can actually instill anxiety on people and paranoia and things like that. So there are very few drugs that actually act like that, but it's known as a biphasic effect.
Okay. I didn't know. That's why I always just tell people you have to find your sweet spot.
The fancy name is hormesis, I believe.
Okay.
For that biphasic effect. But we looked at that because the THC is something we want to demonstrate how well we can control that. And that's why we launched this 1 milligram THC product before anything else, because CBD is just a lot more subjective in use. I mean, people know it works when they're experienced at it, but if they just went to a Sula CBD first, they might say, I'm not sure if this is working for me.
Yeah, but I hear that a lot CBD.
And so we want to just be really careful and kind of get people to understand that as a platform, this dry powder inhalation, you know, just answer the question, does it work? I think we know the answer.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And, you know, and that's the thing with CBD. People will have a great day or, you know, things will roll off their back. They just don't worry about it. But they're like, oh, I don't know if it worked. You know, you have to get really in tune with your body to acknowledge that CBD is working and helping. But THC, we know immediately that it works.
Yeah. And the other thing about, you know, THC, but all like cannabinoids themselves is – a lot of folks that came up to us during our launch, you know, presented as folks who suffer from anxiety or depression or stress. They want to manage their stress. That was a huge thing that came up in just conversing with folks that came in the doors. And, you know, what if the greatest therapeutic potential for cannabinoids is actually as a preventative medicine?
That's how
because
I use it.
Stress and anxiety and lack of sleep, I mean, we know that those are triggers often for a lot of diseases, a lot of autoimmune diseases and things like that. So what if by taking a modest dose of cannabinoids
every morning,
or just, you know, at the frequency that works for you,
starting your day, don't wait for something to happen.
Right.
Just start your day and then, you dose yourself accordingly throughout the day. But for me, it's one of those early in the morning things before my day gets going.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, we look at it as, that's why, you know, we think this is a wellness product.
Yeah.
And trying to optimize that wellness dose is something we really worked long and hard at.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So THC's out now.
Yep.
And if people want to get their hands on Sula at this point, what do they do?
Yeah, so right now we're in at Soulful Dispensary in Sebastopol. That's our launch site. And it's a beautiful dispensary. I would encourage anyone that's up in the wine country area or traveling through there to go check it out and pick up some Sula. And then we're working very closely with a number of, you know, premium dispensaries in the Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland, South Bay as well, to get on their shelves as well. But it is a process. You know, obviously our product is tested and has passed all the tests and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so it's ready for the market. It's just, it's a matter of just getting, you know, that nod from the owners and from the buyers, which does involve quite a bit of back and forth. And unfortunately, there's a lot of turnover in the industry too. So you'll be working with someone, they'll leave, they'll go to another opportunity, and then you're starting over again. So, and it is, you know, it does involve quite a bit of back and forth and takes a lot of time. And that's been, you know, that's been one of the challenges you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. And that you're getting a JoJo tangent real quick on that one, because if dispensaries have maybe a little bit smaller staff, but treat them well and pay them what they are worth, and your operations will run so much better. And I mean, God, it drives me crazy to love a dispensary and then you can't create relationships with the people there because they're
That's one of the great things about Soulful is that their staff is very steady and dedicated, and they were really a pleasure to work with.
They're definitely a destination dispensary. So, you know, if you live in the city and you want to just like get away for the weekend or have an afternoon trip, you know, when I get really overwhelmed, I will just drive to Sonoma County, stop in that dispensary, and then, you know, go and stop at a winery, go for a hike, just like, just be out with nature for a hot minute before I come back to the chaos.
The other thing we're working on is a shopping cart on our website that would be fulfilled by our distributor so they can do B2C delivery. They have that license. And so that's going to be coming up in the next few weeks. So there'll be some announcements about that as well. And then we'll be able to get, because we have quite a few friends in our network of volunteers that have been trying some product over the years that are don't have mobility, you know, they're or you know they actually can't go out and go to a dispensary, so delivery is really their only, unless they have a friend go and pick it up, which, you know, that's not really legal and anything. So you know, this really, in addition to freeing up people to be able to use Sula in different places, we want to be able to get it in their hands so that they can use it where they are as well, because sometimes that's at home.
Yeah, totally. So we'll make sure as all this stuff comes online that you share it with me, and it'll be in the show notes. That way, when someone's listening to this episode in 3 or 6 months, they'll know.
But tomorrow. So,
well, I'm not going to turn it around that fast. How about next Tuesday?
Sounds great.
So you on social media, are y'all engaged? Yeah. Where can people get in touch with you there?
So our handle's Breathe Sula. And we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and we're on Twitter.
Right on. I know a lot of people, they're social butterflies, so they're more apt to send you a message, you know, DM you a question. And so, all right, at Breathe Sula.
Yeah. And, you know, folks are also welcome to, you know, show where they're using Sula themselves in settings, you know.
Yeah,
where
what's your where hashtag actually, Breathe Sula?
It is.
All right, good deal. Yeah. You can tell I'm in marketing, right? And then the other thing that I like that you did, and I'll say this before we wrap up, is that you added a little survey inside the packet. And for, you know, a new brand with a new product, this is such a really smart thing as a marketer.
Thanks.
Was this David's idea?
Yes,
David, I knew it. So if you do try Sula, I would encourage you to fill out the survey. Like, you know, I'm a creator myself and we need feedback. We want, if you've got a rave review, give it. If you have some,
what's
you
working,
know,
what
feedback,
isn't working?
Yeah.
We need to know, you know,
totally
how this product is, you know, that feedback, because that'll guide us towards improvements, towards next products, all that stuff. So,
like what cannabinoid combos you want.
Sure, sure.
These are all the things I'm going to be telling you.
Yeah.
No, I really, I would like CBG, CBD, THC combo.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of the all-round wellness pack.
Yeah. We can make that happen.
Well, Andreas, thank you so much for hanging out with me and for sharing Sula. I get to keep all these, right?
Sure. Thanks, Joe. Really enjoyed it.
Since we're talking about new technology, there are a few things that I wanted to reiterate. Using dry powder technology, Dispersa Labs made cannabis breathable without the need for heating or combustion. It's not only better for you, it's also better for everyone around you. When breathing Sula, less is more. An effective dose for most people is just 1 milligram of THC. You'll get the instant gratification that smoking and vaping provide. And unlike edibles, there are no calories and dosing is always consistent and precise. One of the best parts is that Sula breathable cannabis is nearly imperceptible. It's compact and discreet. I mean, it looks like something a doctor would prescribe you. It's odorless and smokeless. This means you can take your breathable anywhere. I've personally traveled all over the world with mine. I've consumed it in public spaces and in planes, trains, and automobiles. And don't worry, 1 milligram is a functional microdose, so I'm always highly responsible. Catch the video version of the podcast available on YouTube and channel 203 on Cannabis Club TV to see the Sula Breathable Cannabis demo. You'll learn more about Sula on an upcoming episode of Joe's Favorite Things, or you can head on over to the podcast 117 show notes now at casuallybaked.com.
With all those little colored lights, you got those records that spin around and round. I'm gonna spin.
Get to know Sula on social. They are at Breathe Sula. And as always, I'm at Casually Baked on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Support the show this holiday season by becoming a podcast patron at patreon.com/casuallybaked. Another easy way to support my efforts is to share this podcast with a friend or family member. So, if you've been picking up what I'm putting down, puff, puff, pass it on. Together. Casually Baked the Podcast was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. La Osa is in the house capturing and editing the video version of the podcast available on YouTube and channel 203 on Cannabis Club TV. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back wherever you're finding your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.